Found on page 1015 in church Bibles. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. Teacher, they said, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. What do you want me to do for you, he asked. They replied, let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory. You don't know what you are asking, Jesus said. Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with? We can, they answered. Jesus said to them, you will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with. But to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared. When the ten heard about this, they became indignant with James and John. Jesus called them together and said, you know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. This is the reading of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The greatest discoveries we can make in life is when we find something we're good at. It's a great gift of God that you get applause, you get noticed, you can make a difference, you can actually do some good. And while this is a wonderful thing, does this ever happen to you? That power you have starts to get a bit intoxicating and you actually become quite proud of it. And on the inside you think, wow, I really am somebody special. Have you ever been applauded? Have you ever been able to win something? Have you ever been in with the right crowd? Do you like it when you can drop into the conversation the name of someone powerful you know? I was just saying that the other day to my friend, the Bishop of Bradford. Do you ever do that, Henrietta? I'm the only one. The feeling of power, of being better than others, is what Jesus is talking about and warning the disciples against. We're thinking about this power this morning. I'm going to call it the power of you or the power of me. But he's also talking about another power, a power beyond you. The power he is inviting us to pray to God about. When we pray, yours is the kingdom. Okay, you've got to try and keep up with this one. Just remember the thing from earlier in the service and complete the sentence. When we are invited to pray by Jesus, yours is the kingdom. Forever and ever. Amen. What is that power and the glory that, like a catchphrase or a slogan, it just can go over our head? What does that mean? The power of that prayer Jesus is talking of, the power beyond you, is very different from the power of you. To illustrate these two powers, I'd like to show you a power that I would love to have. Because it's quite big, I've put it in the side chapel and stored it away, if you just hold on a moment. I would love to have it, but sadly, it's about as likely as me landing on the moon. But I just think it must be absolutely incredible to have the power of being a surfer. It just looks so cool. Have a look at this, if you would, on the screen. There's the one who proclaims the power of me, who is saying, look at me. Look at my skill as I balance on this board. Look at my courage, or is it idiocy? Look at my technique, look at my balance. Goodness, I wish I had that. Doesn't that look cool? Look at me. The power of you, the power of me. But there's another kind of surfer who's saying something very different, who is saying, look at the power of the wave, the power beyond me. The power that seems at moments like right now to be overwhelming me and smothering me, but even in the midst of the wave, when I can not even be seen, I trust in this power to bring me through. Jesus is inviting us to ask the question, what power do you believe in? What power do you turn to? The power of you? Goodness, that could be pretty impressive. Or are you going to turn to the power beyond you? The disciples aren't really clear in their reading. James and John, the two brothers, they're like the 10 other disciples. They're enjoying at this moment in Mark chapter 10 the power of being in the limelight. They're following Jesus. Jesus is extremely popular. He's getting a lot of applause and respect. He's been doing these amazing miracles. The crowds are following him. And the disciples feel good about this. James and John, these two in our reading on page 1015, if you've got it open, these two, they've been in the previous chapter, Mark chapter 9. They've been chosen by Jesus to go up the mountain with him, to have a special teaching time. And they kind of feel good about that. And they've started arguing with the other disciples. It's in Mark 9:35, just a few verses before our reading this morning. They've been arguing this: who is the greatest? They're arguing about, Graham, if you could put on the second slide, the power of you, the power of me. Who is the greatest? Look at me, they're saying. I was up the mountain with Jesus. Simon Peter is saying, I walked a few steps on water. And now the two brothers come to Jesus and they ask, will you let us sit on your right and your left in glory? Can we be the greatest? Yeah. Does this make sense? If we acknowledge, Jesus, that you are the best, so we'll give you the gold medal position, but could you give us the places on the pedestal of the silver and bronze, and we'll have a fight about which one belongs to which. But we are volunteering to be the greatest of the 12. There's something, there's a peace in me. And I think it's in everyone, if we look hard enough, that would love to have the power of me being applauded and respected. I think it's sometimes what's going on, just occasionally, when vicars get together and there's a hidden power play going on. Does this happen in your job? And there's the question, it's not spoken, of course, who's the greatest here? Maybe it's the one who has the most people in their church, because deep down, that's what we've been taught that greatness is. No, says Jesus, don't do that. There is the power of another kind that's very different from the power plays of the world. There's the power of you and there's the power of this. Graham, if you put the next one. This is what Jesus wants to focus on. Which one are you going to choose? The power beyond you. As we go through life on our metaphorical surfboard, who are we wanting to reflect? Our own gifts, look at me. Or the gifts of the gift giver. We discover this power of another kind. The power which says, yours is the kingdom. We discover this power so often when we come to the end of our own powers. I wonder if you know what I mean. There are experiences in my life which teach me this. Here's a banal one. On our staff team, when anyone says the name Jonathan, and in the same sentence is something to do with easy worship or music or anything technical, we all know it's Jonathan the other one, because that's way beyond my pay grade and my... I just don't have that knowledge. In the same way, there are specialist subjects that are way beyond yours, but there are certain experiences way beyond anyone's where we're reminded of a need of a power beyond ourselves. The most obvious is death. There's no power of our own to defeat it or even cope with it. As I experienced fresh when my dad died a few weeks ago, this experience of powerlessness, not pleasant, can lead us into a deeper experience of the power of God's compassion. And Jesus is talking about this when he speaks to James and John of his baptism, as he calls it. He's not headed for the glory and power of achievement. He's headed for the earthly shame of death, the cross. And he invites James and John to ponder whether they can share his fate, drink the cup that he drinks from. When we go into some experiences in life of illness or suffering or thinking about death, this is beyond us. But we can come to a discovery, a deeper discovery of who God is and what his kingdom is about when we pray, "Yours is the kingdom." A power of a different kind. In a month's time, we are remembering the power of Easter, of Jesus dying, but the power of him being raised again from the dead. And a week before, at a baptism service here, a number of you, in fact it's 8 at the moment, have already said you would like to be baptized or to renew your baptism vows. And baptism is a way of saying, I turn to a power beyond myself. I turn to Jesus Christ. I am looking to Christ to save me, to help me, to be the ultimate power in my life. And some of us discover that for the first time, or we discover it afresh when we're in a place of human weakness. Caroline is one of those who is renewing her vows. And she's going to share with us now her experience of that. Maybe it's an experience you can relate to and identify with. And if so, maybe you would like to ask yourself and God the question, are you calling me to be baptized or renew my vows also on March the 29th? Caroline, thank you for sharing.
Thank you. So I made the decision to renew my vows. My background is I grew up in a sort of culturally Christian home, so I was christened, and then I went to confirmation classes a bit older. But I didn't make a commitment till I was 23 after I attended an Alpha course. There were some events in my life that sort of prompted me to go, and that's when I made the commitment. And the reason I'm doing this now is... last autumn, I was sick for a while. I hadn't really had that much sickness in my life before, but I was off work for a few weeks, and I was diagnosed with symptoms of stress. So I felt myself in a place where I had no physical energy. I couldn't really do much. And I got to know God in a new way, and I got to know a bit what Jonathan was saying in terms of my understanding of God before maybe was a bit more about... me putting my identity in my relationships, my job, sort of working hard for God, feeling like a good person, that sort of thing. And it was only when I was ill and really couldn't do anything that I understood that God was right there and he knew all about me, good and bad. He knew what I'd been through, and he was there saying, I offer you hope and a future. So I'm now fully back to normal, got all my energy back. And I just thought, I would like to be baptized to, yeah, just to give thanks to God for that and for showing me more of who he is when I was sick. That's my thing.
Caroline, thank you. A writer called St. Paul puts it this way that Caroline's been talking about, I've been trying to talk about. He says, he hears from God this truth, my grace, says God, is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Just like a clenched fist cannot be grasped by a loving hand. It's only when we come, some of us find, to the end of our resources and we need to reach out that the compassion, the grace of God becomes real in a whole new way. Jesus says, which power are you going to turn to? He says to the disciples. You and I may be one of them this morning. To all of us who want to be Jesus' disciples, he asks, which power are you going to turn to? The power of you or the power beyond you? The power of the kingdom that is made perfect in weakness. Not because we're weak in every area. He has given us all great powers, but we come face to face with their limits at certain points. And Jesus is the only power that has conquered death. He's the only power that has been engulfed, like the surfer, by the sin of the world, the cruelty of the world, as he is whipped, as he is stripped, as he is mocked, as nails are banged into him. He is crucified on a cross, and the blood drains from his body. And Jesus raises this dead body from the grave. Baptism is a sign, a visual sign, that Jesus himself has given his church. Because on March the 29th, all of those being baptized are coming into a big pool here, and they're going under the water. It's a picture of helplessness and also trust. And then they rise again, a picture of Jesus rising from the dead, from the helpless, lifeless state of the grave. Sometimes we feel just utterly powerless. Maybe before this coming week, you are in that place because of some situation beyond your control. For all your gifts and powers, there's something beyond your control. And God didn't cause this, but he wants to give us a lesson through this. The season of powerlessness in our life, be it death, be it illness, be it a situation beyond our own wisdom. For Christ raises the dead. It's the same power that raised Jesus from the dead on Easter Day that we are remembering, as Jesus taught us to in the baptism service. And if you're in a season of your life where that is the right thing for you to acknowledge before God, I need your power in my life. This morning, I'm going to give you an invitation to respond in just 2 minutes. And on March the 29th, might be the right day for you to respond, if you wish to, through baptism. That's the Easter message, of which baptism is a sign and a promise, that there is a power beyond you, beyond me, that nothing, not even death, has the power to overwhelm you in. What power are you living by? James and John are asked. I turn from living by my own power. I turn from living a life that, like the surfer says, look at me. Look at my skills, my balance. To a life that says, look at the one who is truly powerful, who's made the waves, who's defeated death. We turn in the baptism service to Christ. And we say, yours, O Lord, is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. If this morning that's you, you're in a place for whatever reason, well, you need this power of another kind, made perfect in your weakness, my weakness. I'm inviting you, it might only be one person here, to come forward. I'm going to turn this surfboard upside down, only because I don't want to break it. And you can do this strange thing, and only do it if it means something to you, to stand on this surfboard at the front, and I won't baptize you, I will sign you with the cross, with the water, with this prayer. May the power of the risen Christ strengthen you. Amen. May the power of the risen Christ strengthen you. And if you're in a place where you need that prayer this morning, you can receive it on this surfboard. Or secondly, if you're someone who wants to say for the first time or in a very real way, I turn to Christ. Maybe you've been on the Alpha course. Maybe you've heard something in recent weeks or years, but you've never actually publicly said, I turn to Christ. And you need to do that. You feel you do. God wants you to do that. You can come forward as well, and I'll pray the same prayer for you. A way of saying, I turn from a life that I'm living by my own power, the power of me, the power of you. And I turn to the power beyond me, the power of Jesus Christ, who died on a cross, who was raised from the dead, whose power is made perfect in weakness. As the worship bands come forwards, would you just like to bow your heads in prayer and hold the picture of the surfer that is you in your mind's eye. And simply ask the question, which power am I living by? What power does my life reflect? The power of myself to look good, to sound good? Does it reflect the power of the one who made the wind and the waves, the universe who raises the dead? And if this prayer is yours, I invite you just to echo it in your heart. Lord Jesus, I am sorry for every way that with pride I have turned to my own power, that I've tried to live by my own power. I want to turn to you. Maybe it's the first time, or I do this every day. I turn to you afresh today. For I believe that yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. 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 As we sing in worship of all the honor and the glory and the power that belongs to God and his Son Jesus. If you wish to, maybe it's only one or two of you, to come and stand and receive the cross on your forehead with the baptism water, the power of Christ we made perfect for you. Or if you want to be prayed for something else, our prayer team will be on my left, your right, just outside the side chapel. Do go forward to them. Would you like to stand as we worship God together?